Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about God grants repentance. God grants repentance. Now, let's take a look at this phrase just a little bit. God grants. What is a grant? You get a grant from the government. It's a free gift. And he gives us the ability, he gives us the grant to repent. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent means to turn, means to have a change of heart. Will we change the way we believe, the way we think about certain aspects of life? Repent is to turn, is to make a change, have a change of heart, have a change of mind about things. Will we change the things that we believe to be true often? And God grants repentance. Now, I think there's a little bit of a duality here that we're going to get into today, because as we're sensitive to God's leading, I think he grants us repentance. He's given us this free gift of the ability to repent, this amazing gift of his grace. But I also think sometimes we're dealing, let me touch on this a little bit more first. When we're sensitive to God's leading, the way we should be walking out our everyday life is we're very quick to repent. But when we're not very quick to repent, we're going to see an example today coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, that sometimes we're dealing with difficult people. And maybe these difficult people, maybe they're not bad people. Maybe they're just stuck in a bad pattern. Maybe they're stuck in a bad pattern. They're stuck in some kind of darkness. And as they've drifted off track and they've not repented soon enough, they drift further and further into darkness. They drift further and further in the wrong direction. And then it becomes very, very hard to break those patterns on their own. These patterns start to grow and they start to compound. They start to build up their own strength and momentum, compounding in the wrong direction. And they become very hard to break at times. That's how we often see people returning back to some bad patterns. And in those cases, I believe God sometimes has to grant repentance to help them to turn it around, to help them turn around. Now, when we're staying on track with God, we should be getting to this place where hopefully we're very sensitive to God's leading and we make quick adjustments and repent quickly. But there are times when God has to step in. Think about the Apostle Paul. God had to step in and grant him to repentance to turn him around, because he's going in the wrong direction. He's fighting against God. Doesn't know it, but he's fighting against God. God has to grant him repentance. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we're going to take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion today. And then we're going to be taking over this concept today, receiving this grant from God for repentance for ourselves, but also if we're dealing with any difficult people. We're going to be asking for God's help, because it's going to give us some instructions for how to deal with those people, number one. And then he would grant them repentance as well. So let's get into this here. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we've been putting a new part into the prayer right here. Father, we ask you to send us opportunities to do good today. Send us opportunities to be a blessing. Send us people that we can help. We ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to bring some energy and some presence and some excitement into these fundamentals every day. Something good's going to happen today. You got to wake up with that excitement, that expectation like a kid on Christmas. Something good is going to happen today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. So first, we're going to take our position in the light today. Every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every day. And then we're going to start to magnify that light, to make it bigger and greater and expand it. Then we're going to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And we're going to take action, doing those things that we know to do. And we're going to do them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, getting position in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. We're either in one or the other. And if we're in darkness, we got to learn to repent. But it takes that humility. Sometimes God's got to grant us that repentance because maybe we've got some pride in some areas. It takes that humility to turn it back around and get back into light. Say, you know what? I'm off track right now. It takes that humility to say that, you know what? I'm off track right now. It takes that humility to receive forgiveness and to offer forgiveness to other people. It takes humility to walk in forgiveness. And it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But we have to receive that forgiveness from God. It's got to flow through us where we give ourselves that same grace and mercy and forgiveness that God has given us. And then it's got to flow through us to other people where we give them that same grace and mercy and forgiveness as well. Now, the motivation behind all of this was love. God's love was the motivation behind it all. And so much of our walk with God is just remaining in him, remaining in his love and truly experiencing his love. And then letting it flow through you out into the world. So we got to start to love ourselves the way that God has loved us. And we got to begin to let that love flow through us and walk in that same love with other people. Now, all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. To stay positioned all day today in gratitude and praise. And whenever you feel your mind start to slip into that complaining mode, that's an opportunity. We got to turn it back around. We got to repent and turn back. Get back into gratitude and praise again. Because it's not worth it. Because when we step out of the light, we step out of all of this, all that God has. In the light, God has given us everything he has in Christ. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy are available to flow through you today. His mind and wisdom are available today for the answers, to help you find the answers that you need to the problems you're facing. God's health and energy are available right now today to flow through you. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked in me. God's time, his finances, everything he has is available right now, today, for us to start walking in this today. But we got to keep our positioning. And then we got to start to magnify that light, to make it bigger and greater, to expand the capacity of it so more of it can flow through us. Now, we're all magnifying something every day, based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind consistently. And as we magnify the light, we expand that capacity where we give God a bigger area to flow through us and to work in our lives. As we meditate on his word and his promises and his faithfulness and his unfailing love, it also gets it rooted and grounded and established in our hearts where we become more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and problems of life come at us. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, to give his word first place in our life, to magnify his word, to exalt his word, to be thinking about it and talking about it and rolling it over in your mind all throughout the day, to magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness and his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ, that we've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us and whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and to make God bigger than the problems and to not build those problems up to be any bigger than they really are, because God's so much bigger than them. But he does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. And I think we're going to see today, as we choose darkness, as we stay positioned in it, and we start magnifying, it starts to grow. It starts to compound in the wrong direction. We'll talk about the symptoms of that in just a second, but it begins to grow in the wrong direction. And sometimes we can get these bad habits and bad patterns that are very hard to break. And God has to grant us some repentance to be able to turn those things around, because it becomes so powerful. But we get into the darkness by just magnifying and meditating all the ways that we've been wronged, all the issues and problems, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, choosing to be rebellious and do things our own way, to be full of pride, choosing not to forgive. All these things just move us further into darkness. Worrying and stressing about all the problems and issues. Fear is another big one. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like there's all this weight and pressure on you, like it's hopeless, or you're trapped, or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. You're like, why am I so tired all the time? Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future, maybe confusion about what to do or which direction to go. And as you stay positioned in it, for a while, these vicious cycles begin to form, where it just begins to build that momentum like we're talking about. It becomes very hard to break. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. Everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing, because it's God's energy. It's his peace. It's his joy flowing through you. And all of a sudden, you got hope in any and every situation. You get these aha moments, these flashes of insights that just come into your mind. And then bad habits, these bad patterns, God grants us this repentance, and they just begin to effortlessly break off of us. He helps us to effortlessly turn these situations around as we stay focused on him. He grants us this repentance and this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it only takes 1 second to truly turn around. How long does it take to truly have a change of heart? It might take us years and decades and a lifetime to get to the point where we decide. But once we decide to have a change of heart, once God helps us change our heart, he grants us that repentance, it takes 1 second. Everything changes from that point. The whole trajectory of everything changes from that point on. It's this amazing gift of grace. It just takes 1 second to turn it right back around, to get back position in the light, to change the trajectory of our entire lives in 1 second. Then we got to stay tuned in each day. We get things turned around, but then we got to keep moving forward. We got to keep staying tuned in and keep making adjustments as we go. Every day, God's trying to lead us. He's trying to teach us and train us and guide us. It's important to stay tuned in for his leading and direction each day. So a great habit to get into, just getting still today. Just say, God, what are you trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you want me to get out of today? Is there anything I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen, and whatever comes into your mind, whether you think it's God or not, just write it on the paper. And just start doing this and practicing this day by day. and recording your journey. You're going to be amazed at what God begins to unfold in your life. And then stay tuned in throughout the day, especially if something just keeps coming back to your mind and back to your remembrance over and over and over again. God's trying to get something to you. He's trying to show you something. I had this message, this granting of repentance. It kept coming up in my mind over and over, and I kept dismissing it. I kept putting it off. And I finally looked it up and said, oh, here's what you're trying to show me. He'll keep bringing things to your remembrance. He wants you to get this so badly. He'll keep bringing it to your remembrance over and over. He'll keep popping it up in your mind over and over. If you're ever unsure on what to do or which direction to go, you ask him, and then you wait until you know. And then once you know, it's time to take action. Full repentance means a change of heart, a change of action, which always leads to different behavior, always leads to different actions. What do you know to do today? What do you know to be walking in today? You don't have to have it all perfect, but how can you start moving in that direction? Maybe you've known for a while to start exercising, to start drinking more water, to start eating better, start being more present with your family and those around you, to be on time. What is God prompting in you that you know to do, but you haven't been walking in it just yet? How can you make some quick adjustments in that today? Anything in your conscience or you've been procrastinating on? What's that to-do list that's been piling up? And often we put it off because we feel all that pressure on ourselves to get it right and to get it perfect. But it's important that we take action the right way. We're going to take action and we're going to do it together with God. We're going to do it in partnership with him. We're going to roll that pressure of it. Often we procrastinate because it looks big and overwhelming and like it's not possible to do on our own. We're going to roll that pressure over it. We're going to get started. We're going to do it with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence that maybe I can't figure it out. Maybe I can't do it in my own strength. Maybe I can't break that bad pattern or bad habit that I have, but he can. But he can. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you, where it begins to just pull. As you focus on him and you seek after him, it just begins to pull more and more of everything that you need and desire into your life as God begins to add it to your life. And he becomes the source of it rather than you. You focus on him and he begins to pull all these things into your life. So let's take a look at this granting repentance. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 through 26. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy. He tells him, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everybody, able to teach and not resentful. There's that forgiveness piece. Opponents, anybody that opposes you, you're walking with God every day. You're walking with God. You're looking to do good, to be a blessing, and you're growing in this. But occasionally, there's going to be difficult people. There might be some people that oppose you, don't agree with what you're saying, don't agree with what you're doing. Those that want to live a righteous life in God can have some people say some things to you. They can have some people do things to you at times. Opponents must be gently instructed. Not harshly. Opponents must be gently instructed, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who's taken them captive to do his will. Now notice this is interesting. People, as they get into these bad habits, these bad patterns, they fall into the trap of the devil, who's taken them captive to do his will. But God can grant them repentance. When they've been taken captive by the devil, I don't think they can break those bad habits and bad patterns on their own often. They need some supernatural help. They need some supernatural strength. And God can grant them repentance to help them turn it around. So, Father, we're just so thankful for you. We thank you for your amazing grace and your great love for us that you sent Jesus. Just reminded of another verse right now. It comes from Hebrews, I think chapter 5. talking about that Jesus came. One of the things that Jesus has done for us is to set us free, to set those people free that have been held captive. Talk about captive by the devil. They've been held captive by their fear of death all their lives. They've been held captive by their fear of death all their lives. Fear is one of the ways that we fall into this trap of the devil. It's faith that pleases God. It's fear that gets us trapped many times. So, Father, we just thank you for sending Jesus to set us free, to give us life, to connect us back to you. Father, we're asking today for that you would, if we need it, Lord, you would grant us repentance. You would help us to keep turning back to you, to keep staying on your path forward. If we need it, that you would grant us repentance. And as we're dealing with other people that maybe they need repentance and they don't even know it, we're asking us that you would help us to be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful, and that we would gently instruct others and that you would grant them repentance that leads to a knowledge of the truth, that they would come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil who's taken them captive to do his will. We're asking for your help with this today, Lord. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. And he grants us repentance, even though we don't deserve it. He treats us so much better than we ever deserve. He gives us this heavenly grant, this government. The government of heaven has given you a heavenly grant, given all of us this heavenly grant to repent. We all needed it at one point, I think. And then he keeps giving us that opportunity to keep repenting and growing in our relationship with him as we move forward as well. It's an amazing gift of grace. As we deal with, Lord, difficult people, we just thank you that you're giving us today. We're, from this point on, it's changing. This ability to just walk in kindness and gentleness with them. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So I think one of the hardest ones on this list, if you're walking in this, but you're dealing with difficult people, being kind to everyone. On a surface level, that's probably a little easier for a lot of us. This part here where we're not resentful. Father, we're asking for your help to walk in this. To clear our hearts of this resentment, Lord. Any resentment that's in our hearts. I think that's a harder one for whatever reason for us to walk in at times. We just thank you for this cup. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We have this covenant relationship with God. I believe as you experience God bringing this to pass in your life, granting us ourselves repentance, we all needed it at one point, and then helping others to experience that same thing, just helps us to know God's heart and his love and his grace that much more. Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that you would know me and God the Father." They would know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. That's Jesus' definition of eternal life. And we can start growing in that today. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. So now it's about walking it out today. We're going to make today a masterpiece. Stay positioned in the light. We're going to keep magnifying that light. Paying attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. You stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. Stay connected to him. Stay plugged in and connected and charged up in him. And take action. Do those things that you know to do. And do them together in partnership with God. You keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.